You have the time. How many of you have had someone walk up to you and ask you, what time is it? I'm sure all of us at one time or another have had someone ask us that question. And so this is the question to you today. Do you have the time? We have more free time than ever, and our leisure time has increased almost 5 hours per week in the last 3 decades. And yet most people feel more rushed than ever. People today seem to be in a hurry to go nowhere, as my grandpa used to say. You know, we're hurrying there, we're hurrying everywhere. And so everybody's whizzing by. And we can do what we do to make the most of life. And so to make the most of this life, we must understand a few things about this life. In our scripture passage, we are taught there is a time for every circumstance. The writer of Ecclesiastes understood life, and he watched people and saw how they reacted to different circumstances. And so he is saying that when things happen that we do not understand, It may have been the right time for them. So let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8 again. It says there, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. These verses illustrate an important truth about life. There is a time for everything. There is a right time for things we do not want to happen. And we're reminded that God is in control of everything in life. We will experience the good, and we're going to experience the bad. And this is something that we must accept. God is in control of everything. And the first verse explains all the preceding verses. And to make the best of life is to understand that there is a right time for everything that happens. Look with me at verse 2 to 4. It says, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. And so there is a right time for the vital times in life. And this passage begins by showing that God has set forth a right time for the vital times in life. And the two most important times for us are when we are born and when we die. These are vital times for us. And there is a right time for these two events. Consider our needs between birth and death. We need food, we need shelter, and companionship. There is a time for everything that we need. There is a time to plant our food. There is also a time to pull up what we planted. Farmers and gardeners know this. There is a time to build, and there is a time to tear down. There is a time to mourn, and a time to weep. We mourn and weep when things happen to people that we care about. The mourning and weeping have to do with a funeral, and the laughing and dancing are things that happen at weddings in their culture. And he is saying there's a time for everything, even weddings and funerals. And there's another vital time for us, and this is our relationships. There's a time to love and a time to hate. Hate is a terrible thing, and it's something that none of us should be willing to do, is to hate. But we should hate the things that God hates. And there's a right time for love, and there's a right time for hate. Do you want to make the best of the time that you have left? Then remember, whenever something happens, God is in control. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about, that God is in control? There was a lone survivor of a shipwreck, and he washed up on a small uninhabited island, and he cried out to God to save him. And he was there for many months, and every day he would look out upon the ocean for help, and help never came. And eventually he built a grass hut, and this was his shelter and his place of safety. And this was his prized possession. And one day, after hunting food, he arrived back to find his little hut burning in flames. The smoke ascended to the heavens. And this was a terrible loss. Months of work had gone up in flames. And he sat down and cried. And early the next morning, he had an amazing surprise. A ship came to his island and rescued him. And he asked, "How did you know I was here?" And they said, the crew said, "We saw your smoke signal." And they replied, "And so though you may not think about it, your present difficulty may be instrumental to make your future happiness." Many have experienced heartbreaking tragedy without ever thinking that some possible good could come from it. God will make it good for all who love him. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose." And then let's look here at verses 5 to 7. It says, "A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak." You see, there is time for the little things in life, and we know this. The first readers of this book would have known this as well. There's a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. People would gather stones where they did not want things to grow, but they would remove the stones from a field so they could grow food. This is a little thing, but there is a right time for each of these. A person would not scatter stones on a field he was trying to clear. There is a time to search and a time to give up. Sometimes you look for something and it cannot be found, and eventually you need to give it up. One of the things that I'm always losing is my keys. I don't know why, but I'll lay them down someplace, and then later on I'll go back and I'll say, "Well, where in the world did I lay them?" And so I'll search for them. But you know, there's a time, sometimes we just got to give up and keep looking. And there is a right time to continue searching. And there's also a time to give up. There's also a time to keep things and a good time to throw stuff away. There is a right time to rip up clothes to make rags, and a time to mend them because they still have good use. I know a man that used to be a pack rat. I used to, in one church I pastored, and he never got rid of anything. I mean, you could, if you needed something, you could find it in his house. I mean, he was a regular pack rat, and he just wouldn't give up on anything. But, you know, he always had the philosophy that, well, I'll need that someday, and so he'd just hang on to it. But you know, there's a right time for each of these things. And God is in control of the big things, like being born and dying. God is also in control of the little things. And there is also a right time to be late for church. I found this little story that has to deal with this. And it's a little story that I came across. And there was, on the evening of March the 1st, 1950, choir practice was scheduled in a local church in Beatrice, Nebraska. And as the pastor and his wife and daughter were ready to leave for the 7:30 meeting, they discovered that the little girl had soiled her dress and needed to change, and so they would be late. A high school sophomore had trouble with her geometry problems, and so she stayed to finish her work, and she was usually late. Two sisters were delayed because their car wouldn't start, and so normally they arrived at 7:20, but that night her mother needed her, so they stopped off at her house first. One man took a nap and overslept. And so one after another were detained for various reasons. At 7:25, due to a leaking gas, the church blew up. And so when everyone arrived a short time later, they were amazed to see how their lives had been spared. And so the fact that all of them had failed to come on time, something that had never occurred before, had to be more than a coincidence. As far as they were concerned, the Lord had been their shield and protector. There is a right time for everything. To make the most of the time of your life, you must be on intimate terms with God. God has a plan for your life. I can remember back when I got saved in 1960. Shortly after that, the Lord began to deal with me about going into the ministry. And that was the last thing I ever wanted to be, was a preacher. I thought, boy, that's a terrible thing to have to do. And so I had a successful business and was making good money. And so I used that as an excuse. I said, Lord, I said, here I got this business. Nobody will want to buy this business. And so then one day, out of the blue, some guy came and made me an offer. And I still fought it. I thought, well, my wife will never go for that. And so anyway, about a year later, I sold my business and I came home and I looked at my wife and I said, Martha, I said, we're going off to Bible school this fall. And I'd been using her as an excuse, and she looked at me and she started crying. And she said, Don, you were the most miserable guy I lived with this past year. I thought you would never surrender. You see, God has a plan for each and every one of our lives. And we must be willing to follow in His plan. And as you do, you will know both joy, and there will be times of suffering. You can make your own plans, but sometimes the plans aren't what God wants for us. Do you know how to make the best of whatever happens? When you give control of your life to God, when you turn your life completely over to Him, He will enable you to make the best of even the most difficult times in your life. Psalm 1 Peter 3:10-12 says, Whoever would love life and see good deeds must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who are evil. And so we must make the best of your life by living for God. I found this poem. I like poetry. And I found this, and I'd like to share it. Sometimes life brings a lump of gold and puts it in our hands to hold. Sometimes he brings us a step toward fame and leaves us somewhere near our name. Sometimes he brings true love to share and someone who is waiting there. Sometimes he brings us strength anew to finish tasks that we must do. But greatest of the gifts he brings, a heart within that always sings. And so no matter what its fate may be, a heart that's glad, a heart that's free, a heart that knows if raindrops fall, the marigolds will then grow tall. A heart that takes what comes each day and makes the most of it some way. Content to feel a higher power rules every single hour. A heart that knows as time goes by, it must not ask just how or why. When life walks swiftly by its door and gives a fellow traveler more, a heart that knows some good shall come. Not as it seemed to come to some, but so slowly, surely from above, in God's own time, by his own love. And so this morning I ask you, do you have the time? Do you have the time? Do you have the time for God? Are you willing to give your time and efforts to God? Are you willing to surrender your life to God? You know, that's the most important decision that we can make in our life. And I've never regretted it. When I got saved back in 1960, that was the best day of my life. I can remember that day very vividly. I had just got discharged from the Air Force. And that Sunday morning, I was sitting in church with Grandma and Grandpa. And during my time in the Air Force, I became an alcoholic. And my life was a wreck. But I can remember that Sunday morning, I was sitting in church with Grandma and Grandpa. And the pastor was preaching, and it just seemed like he was talking to me and me alone that morning. And before he even finished preaching, I went forward and gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if God can change me and turn me around, he can turn anyone around. If God can use me, he can use anyone. And so I would like to encourage you this morning, give all the times of your life to God, and you'll never regret it. He will make the best of even the worst when you are living for your life for him. He will take care of you. He'll watch over you, and he'll take care of you. And as it says here, in verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. So this morning, I'd like to encourage you this morning. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'd like to encourage you this morning to give your heart and life to him. And if you're a Christian just sitting on the sidelines, I'd like to encourage you to get busy for the Lord and to surrender your life to him and let him use you. You know, God, as I said, God has a purpose for each and every one of us. Father, this morning, we just ask you this morning to speak to our hearts and lives. Help us to realize that no matter what comes into our lives, that you are in control, and that you have a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. Help us to stay true to you, for it's in your name we ask. Amen.